Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Well, obviously, Kyle Serafin will be with us for the rest of the hour. All hell's breaking loose. Clear purge in the White House. Pam Bondi out. Todd Blanche, the nightmare Democrat Party operative, in. And then now, Kyle Serafin has incredible sources. He's a major whistleblower. I don't know if you can probably not say the sources yet, but the word is they're about to fire Kash Patel. We'll rejoin the discussion of the pipe bombing fiasco and Bongino next segment, but let's get into this intel. Red alert info you just got, Kyle Serafin.
Yeah, I'd call it medium confidence based on the general accuracy of these types of sources, but had more than two now tell me that there's a decent possibility Kash Patel is fired today and there's a total reshuffle. The question is why, and my guess is that Trump wants to make it look like it's his idea and not while he's under one specific scandal pressure from one of these people. But, I mean, let's just look at over the last, like, let's call it 10 days, Kash Patel, like, or if you add, like, even a little bit further than that, we're talking about we've got a FBI director who got caught drinking beer on camera, acting like a buffoon, spending taxpayer dollars in the middle of government shutdowns. They just had an Iranian hack and dump where they're showing that he's active on a porn site and he's made a stupid coin and he doesn't know who's going on and working for him. I've had 40 different people that we've highlighted that he's ended up firing. They're going to end up getting their damn jobs back as well. Patel has been a disaster since the beginning. And it's not just me saying that. The crazy thing is I told Patel early on what to do to be successful at the FBI. My friends would have helped Dan Bongino as well. We really wanted these guys to not suck. And all they did was come in, immediately get owned by the people that they've been basically railing about for the last, I don't know, couple years. Bongino even longer than that. And what do you do when you say, hey man, you've made a career out of pointing out the problems? They show up and the first thing they do is they start doing hype videos and you know, riding around and hanging out with the cool guys from the SWAT team and trying to wear patches and jackets and getting a fake FBI badge issued because you're the FBI director and nobody wears a badge. They got their own, like Bongino and Patel both got guns issued to them. They're flying around in private jets. I mean, they beclown themselves almost immediately. And I think the FBI recognized what that was. And listen, this pipe bomber story, for me, it's like flypaper. I think that the Bureau actually knew that Brian Cole Jr. was a terrible subject, that it was going to fall apart. There was no way they were going to be able to convict him. And unless he just rolled over and pled guilty, which he didn't, he actually got a killer of an attorney to get on and start filing these motions. You know, they would have been able to just either embarrass them by showing that they got an innocent man in jail, or now they're in the great situation where they can prove, like, not only did they not know what was going on.
Segments.
These guys basically jumped on flypaper, Alex.
I agree. Exactly, a trap. On the pipe bomb, some stations aren't carrying it right now, but finishing up, because you were getting into the break, flooded, huge national sources. They're saying it's happening. We don't want to get juked into being wrong, but it fits into an overall purge.
Medium confidence. Medium confidence. There's high, medium, and low. Okay, this is probably, I would say, at least as likely as not that we find that out today in a few minutes. The same people that were telling me that that Bondi was going to be out this morning, same types of people are giving me the same kind of information coming from places where they've had very good information in the past. That's how we evaluate who our sources are. Do they have access and do they have placement? And what is their credibility rating so far? These people have good credibility so far.
And then history, is somebody accurate? Yep. So you're being safe saying medium, but it sounds high, actually. Your proviso, medium.
Medium means there are games and ops being played at all times. Like my buddy Steve Baker was the victim of this. I guarantee you there was probably really good belief that the things that they were running the hit pieces on me and on you, that those came from good sources. The reason why is that people are in placement. There's all times where people are trying to run an op where they seed information to the media. They seed information to certain people to try to get it out there. I'm just being cautious. I think medium. I think it's probably more likely than not.
Even though they gave you information that was good 20 times, they could be setting you up now.
Well, they may not be. They may be getting set up by other people, too.
No, exactly. 100%. No, that's what I meant. Yeah. All right, back in 60 seconds. Kash Patel out, though. That's the word. Who do they replace him with? There'll be another horrible choice like Todd Blanche. Stay with us.